Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to another edition of GVN Interview, your home for conversations with some of the best in film, television, media, and literature. On today's show, we welcome talented young actors Jonas Kapreyev and Remy Edgerly. Jonas and Remy are two of the stars of Pixar's animated film Elio. Now here's your host, Martin Sexton.
All right. Welcome to this edition of GVN Interview. I am your host, Martin, and today we have the pleasure of welcoming two of the stars from Pixar's latest film, Elio, which was just released on Blu-ray as of December 9th. So let's welcome talented young actors Jonas Kapreyev and Remy Edgerly to GVN Interview. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you? Thank you for having us.
All right. Excellent. Okay, so since this is the first chance we'll have to talk a bit, I want to start with some of your creative beginnings, and I'm going to start with you, Jonas. What first made you interested in performing, and whose work or performer on maybe television or film that kindled that possible fire and possibility for you?
Some of my favorite actors, you know, watching, some of my favorite superheroes, Batman, Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man, I love Tobey Maguire, watching Tom Holland, and those were some of my big role models in the start of my acting career.
Excellent. Okay, so same question for you, Remy. So, you know, your father, Chris Edgerly, is a well-known actor in both television and voice. Did you choose to follow in his footsteps, or were there other reasons you decided to pursue this path?
One day when I was really young, I saw him recording in a booth, and I asked him what he was doing. He showed me, and it looked really fun, so I decided to try it out, and I was able to book a job, and I just had a lot of fun with it, so I kept doing it, and, you know, now we're here.
Excellent. Okay, so Jonas, you have already put together an extensive resume of acting and voiceover work, including an appearance in Obi-Wan Kenobi, which got my attention. Was that a part of that your agent and you sought out, or was it simply good fortune? So how did that come about?
Obi-Wan Kenobi was a great experience. That was kind of not at the start, but in the middle. I think I was around 13 or 12. But, you know, getting to play a young Jedi was really cool because my whole family, everybody loves Star Wars. I mean, my cousin, she is obsessed with Star Wars. She has posters, loves Harrison Ford. And, you know, she was super excited to hear that I was in a Star Wars show. And that was an amazing experience. I got to meet some fellow cast members. There was other Jedi wings in that show. And I'm also glad that I got to meet them as well.
Okay, so Remy, so you've also had an impressive start to your career. What was your very first role? And did you enjoy that experience?
I think my ever first role, I think they were just for like really small stuff, but my first ever like, you know, big role was in Tots. I played Zed.
Okay, now I want to make sure I got this right. Did you appear at least as in a part in Hell of a Boss?
Yes, I did appear in sometime in the beginning of season 2, I think, as a young Fizzaroli, I think that's what his name was.
See, that kind of thing would have made you popular with my grandson who loves the show. Okay, so now you can say you're both successful working actors and at an early age, but, you know, even at my age, I know it's how important it is to try to get a work-life balance. So what do you both do? This is kind of for both of you, whoever wants to chime in. What do you both do when you're not working? I mean, are you hanging out with your friends, playing video games? What are you doing?
I like to play games with my friends, read some manga, watch shows, you know, have a lot of fun with my friends, definitely. We crack jokes, play games.
Excellent. Okay, how about you, Jonas?
Playing video games as well, hanging out with friends, just being a kid, you know? I think that's very important to do off the all the acting, but I really enjoy all of it, just skating. I love to skateboard. I love to take the train with friends, go on an adventure. And I also like to collect Pokemon cards with my friends. So, every Saturday we go to the local Pokemon shop, rip a pack or two, and see what we get.
Excellent. I said, because I've heard stories, where young actors, just are basically that's all they do, and they kind of lose their childhood. I'm glad to hear that you're still embracing that part of your life. That's excellent. Okay, so the main reason I was absconded with part of your day is the Blu-ray release of Pixar Studios' Elio, in which you both play m major vocal roles. Jonas, you're doing the title character Elio, and Remy as your new friend Glordon. Okay, so starting with you, Jonas, how did this opportunity come about, and did you audition specifically for Elio, or were you open to whatever they might want you to do?
I'm not, big enough yet to just have a role handed to me, but hopefully in the future, I do have to audition for it, which was a very long but fun, and I learned a lot from that process. This was during COVID. I mean, 2020, prime COVID, I was in my parents' closet. I set up lots of dampening foam and like blankets around to get the best quality sound possible. My dad was helping me out recording on the side, and I sent off the audition, and I didn't hear back for like a month. It was a very long process. Then I got a call back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
And I got to do like a Zoom call with Mary Alice, Adrian Molina at the time. And then I didn't hear back for another month. Got another call back. I think there was like four total auditions. Very, very long. But at the end, I got the role for Scratch, which is like the temporary voice. They use it to do like the early animation. And then I did that for about a year. And then later they offered me the final role for Elio, which was very, very surreal. I was like punching the air out of excitement. That was crazy, huge moment for me in my career.
Excellent. Okay, so I mean, like I said, the wait time from when you started, to when you finally got the role was what? Did you ever feel like, okay, I'm just not, this is not going to happen for me?
Yeah, I think during that month, that was like when I was like, yeah, I think that one's gone, sadly, and I was pretty bummed too because I love Pixar. I watch Incredibles, Toy Story, WALL-E, Up. Those are like some of my favorites, but when I heard back, I'm like, yo, I have to knock this out of the park.
Same for you, Remy. I said, so did you did you audition specifically for the role of Glordon, or were you, again, just like Jonas did, were you just open to whatever, because it's a Pixar film. I'd be the janitor for it.
I got sent an audition for Elio, actually, and they said that I actually did better for Glordon, so I was Scratch for him. And then I was able to go up, and now I'm actually Glordon,
Okay, so can you, again, this is kind of for both of you. Take me kind of a little bit inside the Pixar process. Do you record your parts separately in a booth, with just the director there directing you, or you're together? How exactly does that work?
Well, we were able to record together once, but pretty much other than that, we were able to do it on our own. Sometimes the director would do like the other's lines, like he would do like they would do Elio's line for me and probably Goren's lines for Jonas. But for PR, we were pretty much doing everything together. We went to Disney World, we got to see a space station, we got to see a lot of stuff.
Tough gig. Okay. How about you, Jonas? I mean, it's not. I don't think this was the first time you did. Of course, as you said, you kind of set up your own thing to record. Was this? Did they give you any room as far as ch changing your inflection or anything, or did you just pretty much follow the directions given?
Yeah, I mean, I got to do, I'm very glad because the directors, all of them were very open to different suggestions and ideas. And sometimes I would veer off a little bit, going too far away from where we're trying to get. But I'm glad, you know, I got to try different things, work on the character, add some of my own personality to him. And yeah, I mean, like Remy was saying, we only got to record like maybe, yeah, once or twice. But the early stages, I was recording still in that closet, same setting. But then, you know, later in the process, I finally got to go up to Pixar up in Emeryville and record there.
Okay, so since the film was released, Remy said, you've been doing PR things. Was that a new experience for you, or have you had an opportunity to do PR for other projects?
I don't know about Remy, but for me, it was. It's never been that much PR. I mean, Disney does it crazy. Like, they do a lot. And it was really cool. I mean, I got to go, like, to London. Me and Remy got to go to Houston, Florida. We went up to Emeryville at the studio and Pixar. That was a crazy, I mean, crazy experience for me. And people are like, aren't you tired? I'm like, no, I really enjoyed it. It was really fun, you know, getting to meet all the other actors because, like Remy was saying, you don't really record in a studio with all the other co-stars. So it was really cool.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I'd like to thank both Jonas and Remy for joining us today. But before we part ways, I want to give you a chance to discuss maybe any upcoming project that you can talk about. I know celebrities sometimes aren't allowed to talk about what they have coming up, but if you have anything you want to talk about, I know Jonas, I know you've been doing some music. The floor is yours.
Remy, you want to go first? Remy?
No, I don't really have much.
Yeah, I just finished a movie called Pinocchio in the Water of Life, which is another voice acting role. That was really fun to do. Recording with Mark DiCarlo, who has been in lots of, he's been in the animation world for a long time. And live action, not live action, like live, but it's a movie called Reimagined. It is a movie based off a pageant directed by Matteo Messina. And it's a Christmas movie about a musical. You know, I got to do some singing, and it was a really cool, very fun experience. Got to meet some other kids that I got to work on with, and they're friends for, yeah, been friends with them for a long time.
Excellent. Well, again, and I appreciate it, and we'll be following both of your careers closely, and maybe hope to talk to you again in the future.
Yes, so
Yeah.
good to meet you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this edition of GVN Interview, your home for conversations with some of the best in film, television, media, and literature. GVN Interview is a production of Geek Vibes Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-Grainger, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.